This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When I read Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, I was reminded of 1 Corinthians 1. The church in Corinth was abundantly gifted. They, however, became proud about this, and this led to jealousy between them. Paul reminded them that God made foolish the wisdom of the world. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so no one may boast before him. Jeremiah 9 says, "Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord." Comparing scriptures broadens our understanding. For example, we glean from these scriptures that God is to be the focus of our lives. He is to receive the honor and praise. He won't share his glory with another. If we have wisdom, it's a gift of God. Give him the glory. If we have strength, it's a gift of God. Give him the glory. If we have riches, they're a gift of God. Give him the glory. Even more important, if we're gifted by God to know him and his character, it's a gift of God to us. Relish this privilege, but always, always give him the glory. If you'd like to review this message and this series, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.